This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To talk all things NBA and Cavaliers, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to welcome on of the Bleacher Report as an NBA writer and the Hardwood Knocks podcast, the great Dan Favale. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing all right. Are you knee deep? Are you ensconced in yet another decision summer for LeBron James?
You know, I feel like it's going to be 2040 and we're still going to be talking about LeBron as the free agency lead-in at this point. That's how I kind of feel about it.
I don't think you're wrong at this point. Inevitably, what do you think happens with LeBron?
I would be on like a scale of 1 to 10. I'd be like a confidence level of an 8, 8.5 that he's still in LA. But I do think what's happening right now is different from all the other times because it feels like he had to opt in to convey like the illusion of some sort of leverage with the Lakers, who it doesn't seem like maybe wanted to give him a multi-year deal and maybe wouldn't have let him keep his no-trade clause in a new contract. And that either one represents LeBron is trying to dictate where he goes next, or at the very least, it kind of shows us that he doesn't have the kind of sway with the Lakers anymore that he did just this time last year. And so that's really my read on it. I still expect him to be in L.A., but things have clearly changed within that Lakers organization.
Yeah, Dan, I think that's the right read. And that's why I'd almost wonder, if LeBron is trying to push this, are there going to be that many receptive teams with the money attached to it and then the trade assets attached to it to even want to dance with a trade for LeBron?
Yeah, I think what would one help is that you probably don't have to give up a ton of extra value just because of LeBron's no trade clause. The real problem, which you sort of alluded to, is all of that money. The Lakers are clearly positioning themselves to do something in 2026. I mean, the Dorian Finney-Smith opting out and being linked to other teams is fascinating, and I think proves that they're really eyeing 2026 free agency that offseason as another inflection point. Can you get $50-plus million, whatever, of expiring contracts together, or are they players that the Lakers feel that they can flip for expiring money later on? That's going to be the real challenge, because I do think that there'd be plenty of teams interested, but just given what LA seems like it's prioritizing right now, it is very tough to find a palatable package.
So if we do this from the Cavs standpoint, and I think you'd have to sacrifice in some of the deals, it'd be like Darius, Jarrett, and Max Strus. If you take those three guys off this team and put LeBron on it, does that give them a better chance of winning a championship next year? And how would you view that team as constructed just the way we talked about?
I would answer both questions with the same answers. I just think that they're worse. in that scenario. Part of their appeal is that they're super deep and well-balanced, and making such a consolidation trade for someone who would certainly downgrade your defense, can maybe upgrade your offense, but is going to materially change the way that you want to play. I don't like it for the Cavs. I mean, even if you were to take Darius Garland out of the equation, there are permutations that get complicated where it's like re-aggregating Lonzo in 60 days and Jared Allen with Strus going somewhere else and DeAndre Hunter, and you can make the money work. You're just gutting so much of your rotation at this point for what amounts to like a one-year window, because LeBron's going to be a free agent again next year too. So from the Cavs' perspective specifically, there might be teams where something like that makes sense. I really do not believe that the Cleveland Cavaliers are one of them.
Does it seem odd that LeBron is talking about this after like a week ago, talking about with Steve Nash about how ring culture had gotten out of hand, but now all of a sudden he's only focused on rings again?
Yeah, I mean, the whole LeBron experience, I think he's the greatest player of all time, and I respect the heck out of his longevity, but just the messaging is, it's been very inconsistent over the years from him. He has a problem with NBA media coverage and then promotes the podcast with like all these juicy tidbits about anecdotes and like trade talk or whatever. So I think that this was more of a reality check, and he and Rich Paul and Clutch Sports Group are kind of trying to save face or give the illusion that they have a ton of leverage here.
What you mentioned that it might make sense for some teams out there, but maybe not the Cavs. What teams, if LeBron really forced the issue here, what teams make the most sense for a year or maybe two of LeBron?
I think the Spurs, after not going in on Kevin Durant, could talk themselves into the same thing if it's like Harrison Barnes, Keldon Johnson, salary, and maybe a pick. Another team would certainly, and I mean, this would mean LA sort of shifting its plans to, oh, we're trying to be flexible in 2027. If you can build, it's a complicated deal, but you're able to send Malawach from Phoenix along with Bradley Beal, I'm sure he'd waive his no-trade clause to play in L.A. Maybe another team that might be interesting is like the Knicks, the Karl-Anthony Towns situation. That's a little bizarre, but the Lakers want that long-term money. They could certainly use someone with LeBron's acumen and ball handling to help Jalen Brunson out on offense, though. Those are sort of the teams. I've seen some like Dallas Mavericks like conspiracies out there because he wants to play with AD again, but you have Cooper Flagg there, like develop him. So I think those would be the three teams I would maybe keep an eye on if things get to that breaking point in L.A.
Are the Cavs right to be buying into the Lonzo Ball stock right now?
Yeah, that was when I tell you I love that trade for them, I know there's risk because of Lonzo's availability, but he is very good defensively. He's going to help those secondary units get out in transition, either by throwing those hit-ahead passes, catching them, and just getting down the floor. And he's good at shooting, has great positional size so that he can play next to Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell. You could probably get away, depending on the matchup, playing all three of those guys together. The health is a big question mark. And at this point, he played last year. I think that was an accomplishment, had like almost 800 minutes. I think it helps that the Cavs are so deep, especially you were able to bring back Sam Merrill as well, that you don't need him to play this 22, 25 minute per game role. And so I really, really loved that trade for them.
We've got a report out there that Ty Jerome could be going to Memphis between $9 to $10 million a year. And just this weekend, the Cavs re-signed Sam Merrill, I think in the $8 to $9 million range. Those numbers are a lot closer than we expected. Is that an equitable swap out if you just bring back Sam Merrill instead of Ty Jerome, or do you think that makes that weakens the Cavaliers?
It makes them different. I don't know if it weakens them. I think Ty Jerome is going to be like the better ball handler in the half court if you want someone to get into kind of the go after a set defense and then make plays for everybody else. Lonzo and Sam Merrill aren't going to do that. But just given the way that Ty Jerome played in the playoffs and just knowing who your core is, like Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell are your backcourt. And Ty Jerome, just like Sam Merrill, like those guys can't play the three. You're not going to scale them up, certainly in the postseason. That I think it makes you different and a little bit more dynamic, even if you're sacrificing, without Ty Jerome specifically, some dynamism in the half court.
What should the Cavs do if, obviously they've already started their offseason, but what should they do in regards to the core four, assuming that the LeBron is just kind of off the table for now?
I mean, I'm keeping them. I still think that this team could just win the title. And if they're healthy, I think they have the depth, the talent at the top with their core four. And I think they all really just fit well together. And we saw growth from Darius Garland and Mobley last year, specifically while playing within that ecosystem. I think Kenny Atkinson's offense has just been a better fit for almost everyone involved. I think if you're underachieving by the trade deadline, or if you have poor fast forwarding to next offseason, you've just paid a second apron, the season has not gone as you wanted it, maybe that's when you look a little inward and reflect more deeply. But as of right now, like, there is no reason that Cleveland shouldn't be favored to just come out of the East next season when you look at what happened to injury-wise to both the Pacers and the Celtics.
Dan Favale of the Bleacher Report and the Hardwood Knox podcast on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We've had multiple reports say today could lead to some big moves. What are the trade signings, what have you, that you've got your eye on specifically in the NBA today?
I am kind of looking at what's going to happen with, you know, two free agents, Dorian Finney-Smith and Nickeil Alexander-Walker. I think Nickeil Alexander-Walker, he's just, for anyone not familiar with him, just an excellent 3-and-D guy, has a little bit of ball handling and has improved his shooting a bunch over the past two seasons. That's someone who could come in and, like, give you some backup point guard minutes, but also defend some wings. He makes a contender better. He makes a team that's just looking to get into the playoff conversation a lot better. And I think he's just gone. So, like, that's a big name. You could say he's, like, a top three, top four free agent available. I would be shocked if he goes back to Minnesota. I think he's probably going to end up in Atlanta or Detroit, but we've seen Houston linked to him as well. And then Dorian Finney-Smith, I just assumed he was going to opt in and then extend with the Los Angeles Lakers. But the fact that he didn't extend when he could have, when he was with the team, like basically from the trade deadline on, maybe that signaled something different. But you see the names the Lakers are now linked to that people are mentioning. It's like DeAnthony Melton and all these guys who might sign one-year deals. I'm almost now kind of expecting Dorian Finney-Smith to leave. And as someone whose defense I think became underappreciated, and he's still someone who can hit the set three, you can put him on any team. And if a team like the Rockets, who has the non-taxpayer bid level, winds up getting him, it's just sort of an embarrassment of riches. But he's someone who could fit on any of it, whether it's Atlanta, whether it's Detroit, whether it's a team up and coming that's trying to make noise next year, if it's a Charlotte, if it's the Kings, like, he just fits anywhere. And so those are two names to keep an eye on. And I think, looking at trades, the Giannis stuff, I'd be a little bit surprised if he's moved at this point, but Utah is making a lot of moves right now. So it wouldn't shock me if a Larry Markkanen ends up being kind of like, oh, is that the best player that could get moved this offseason? And I would just, this is a long shot, but I would keep my eye on the Jaren Jackson Jr. situation in Memphis. There's just a lot of conflicting signals coming out there. And unless they dump salary with the intention to give him a new contract this summer, that's just a situation that could get a little bit awkward and maybe open the door for some of these other teams to come in and make offers for him.
How far does the Boston remodel go?
I think they're by and large done. It wouldn't surprise me if they moved like Anthony Simons again to save more money. I know Jaylen Brown's been a popular name, but I don't actually think a lot of teams love that contract. And if you're the Celtics, you probably want to at least have him there when Jason Tatum returns. Derek White is fascinating because if you think this is just a one-year layover with Tatum out, you keep Derek White, try and run it back in 2026. But if you think like you need to figure out who Tatum is upon return, or that you need to, you know, kind of get younger or flesh out the roster around him better, and you're looking more at 2027, that is someone you should trade right now, because you probably get like at least two first-round picks, and I'd argue probably three. So if they do move another one of their guys, I think it would be him over Jalen, but anything's really on the table following that Tatum injury for sure.
Dan, one final one before I let you go. Bobby Marks is floating the Cavs signing Al Horford to a one-year, $3.6 million contract. Do you like that move if the Cavs end up getting that done?
Wow. Yeah, I would love that move. I mean, he's ageless, basically. He can switch on defense, guard the perimeter, make decisions on offense, space the floor. Maybe it telegraphs that they just want to play dual bigs all the time. Maybe it's like, oh, if we decide we find a trade that we like for Jared Allen, we have Al Horford as a backup five to Mobley. You're getting him at the minimum. I would argue that might become like instantly the best signing of the offseason.
Dan, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. And buckle up. It looks like it's going to be a crazy one over the next 48 hours.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me. Take care.
Thank you so much. Dan Favale there. Bleacher Report, Hardwood Knox podcast on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Plenty to react to from Dan. And the biggest hang-up on another LeBron homecoming we have yet to talk about. And honestly, I think it might be the biggest hang-up. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think he's going where I was with the Durant trade, where I was like, you're doing this in a 1 to 2 year silo. It doesn't make sense. And this is something we talked about at the start of the show. I think LeBron's the only guy on a 1 or 2 year window basis that I would do this kind of trade for.
Well, and I think a lot of that is the story matters more in this instance, and it's just kind of cool. It's LeBron. Well, like there's a part of that that does exist.
The other part is LeBron has been the best player on four championship teams. I trust him to show Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell how to do it. I know Kevin Durant has as well. It's just his only NBA finals have come when he happened to join a 73-win team.
But you're saying the long-term effects, though, is what would matter the most. Like, there might be a ripple effect of LeBron. And I think there is. I don't think you're wrong there. Like, if you're on a LeBron-led team and they're able to get it done, I do think that carries over for Donovan. I think it carries over for Mobley. And then you're off to the races once again. I just think Dan just believes in this core four more than we do.
Yeah, I think that
was ultimately it.
There's been a reframing of things, and people have kind of forgotten. I don't know if it's because there were, like, the Knicks were more disappointing, the Celtics more disappointing. I don't want to say the Pacers were disappointing, but losing Halliburton with the Achilles in Game 7. I don't know if the Cavs' playoffs have just been whitewashed almost, but it certainly feels that way listening to people talk about them because they just harken back to best offense in the NBA. It's like, did you watch them in the postseason? I mean,
I think something's happening there, though, where I feel like we looked at it as a real 64-win team, and I feel like a lot of the national people almost looked at it like, okay, it's a 64-win team, but it's like there's something fake about it, or there's something that isn't real about it, and they did not give the Cavs of last year the same credit that they've given other 64-win regular season teams.
But now they're doing it. Like, that's what's crazy about it. The 64-win team. It's like, oh, the offense. It's like, why are you doing that after they got embarrassed in the second round of the playoffs? Like, that's what I find incredibly stymieing. If it's like, oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, what's your angle, Jack? Like, what are you trying to put over me? Or do you just not want the biggest star in the NBA still at this day?
I just think they look at it as rather unlikely. And I think in a lot of these discussions, people just want to be right. So ultimately, they're just gonna view that and skew towards that.
Can't be like Nick Wilson with Lonzo and Isaac Okoro. Very few can.
Well, I mean, between you and then Daryl, obviously, calling out the NBA title halfway through the postseason. I mean, when you guys are right, you guys are right. Am I right?
That's dirty pool again. You've just been...
When you guys are on, you guys are on.
From
downtown.
Now, there is the biggest hang-up on a LeBron homecoming that we haven't talked about yet. And I actually want to replay this. We did this on Friday because we got this in the 5 o'clock hour. And it was Donovan Mitchell talking about if there's added pressure to win a title in Cleveland, given the looming presence of LeBron. And this was courtesy of Taylor Rooks' ex.
I'm not Bron. I'm not going to do it the same way that he did it. What do you do? 6 times in a row? Maybe we do that. Sit for the next 6 years. Maybe we don't. We're not the LeBron James, Kyrie Irving Cavaliers. We do it differently. We do it with Evan. We do it with myself. We do it with DG. We do it with Max. We do it with Jay. All the guys on the roster. And it's just different. You know, we want to do it our own way while still having respect for what was done for the city. If we succeed, fantastic. If we fail, we're going to keep going. It's always going to be that comparison because there's only one other time. We are going to try to accomplish what obviously they did and be the second team to win in franchise history. But being okay with like, hey, like, you know, it's not 2016. It was special. It was a special year. And we're looking to do something special ourselves for the city because they deserve it. The fans deserve it. And that's the goal.
So when this came out on Friday, it was like, oh, this is a really interesting timing, given that free agency's next week. Mm-hmm. And given like, I was trying to think like, all right, if, and I don't know Donovan operates in the same way, but a lot of NBA players, there's always a reason stuff like this comes out. I don't know if the two things are tied together, but after listening to that, I do find it incredibly hard to believe that Donovan would sign off on a third LeBron homecoming.
I'm sorry, Donovan. I don't think you necessarily get to have that say or even on top of it care. Because if LeBron's going to get you to the NBA Finals, like that's ultimately, I believe that Donovan cares about winning more than he cares about anything else. And if you really think that LeBron can take you over that mountaintop, then you got to push all the other stuff to the side.
So one of the things I thought about as soon as I heard the LeBron thing is, is this like when LeBron said a lot of things about Anthony Davis right before AD was traded? And it was like, you said that because you knew this was happening and you wanted to cover your tracks. There's a part of me that's like, oh, he calls him out. Darius and J.A. It's like, are you calling this out for that reason?
Yeah.
But all right. So I also think that Donovan is really, really, I don't think he actually gets credit. I think he's a lot smarter about the optics of things than he gives credit for. Like, he wanted to be in New York. He didn't force his way to New York because that looks different. It looks different to say, I just want to out of Utah, then I'm going to force my way to a specific spot. I don't know. I honestly don't know if Donovan would want to play with LeBron because Donovan's not going to get the kind of credit.
Yeah, but he needs to. He needs to push that credit button and just kind of move it to the side and understand that if this is the thing that gets him out of the second round of the playoffs for the first time in his career, then it's going to be good for him long term.
But he's not going to get credit for that. LeBron's title.
It'll be LeBron's in the sense that LeBron will have the primo seat when it comes to what car you're in at the parade.
It's a good band, by the way, primo.
Yeah, it might be. And he's got... He's going to have exactly anything that he wants and then some in respect to the title. But like people think about Donovan, you'll think about Evan, and it'll have to be what it is. Like it's much better to have a title that you possibly share with LeBron than never have a title.
I would agree. I don't know. Donovan would agree.
Everything we've learned about him is that he's very championship driven in general. And if he's willing to take a back seat like he was trying to do this year, then I got a feeling he'll be fine at least sharing the spotlight with LeBron.
But when have we ever seen him take the backseat in terms of stardom? Like, he wanted to go to New York because he wanted to be the face.
You had Darius do every interview under the sun during the regular season.
I don't think that's even close to the circus that happens
ESPN
when you have LeBron.
ESPN called. Who was on every single broadcast for weeks on end?
It was the same thing as LeBron coverage.
It's not LeBron coverage, but you asked what instance do we have of him taking a backseat. That was an instance.
That's apples to oranges. I don't think they're anywhere close.
I think if you're letting LeBron stand in the way of whether or not you win a title because you want to be the main guy, then you're never going to win a title to begin with anyway.
I think you just described 30 dudes in the NBA, maybe more.
I mean, that's an awful outlook. I just don't believe, I don't prescribe to him having that outlook. I think that's an awful outlook if that's the case.
I think it's an outlook of a guy who's earned a certain amount of power and credibility in the NBA. And I actually look at Donovan and Dan Gilbert in the same light. That I think Donovan or Dan would do just about anything to get the next Cavaliers championship, but understanding that if it meant going with LeBron, you would effectively null and void any credit you get for it because all credit goes to the guy chasing the fifth title and chasing Jordan or trying to lap Jordan. Depending on how you look at it.
I just think he wants a title so bad. I don't think he'd look at it that way. But we don't know him well enough to say one way or another. What we do know is that every person around him just says how driven he is to win the title itself. If you are that person, then adding LeBron shouldn't be what stands in the way of that.
So you and I think everybody knows if you listen to the first hour where I met on this. So if you go to Donovan and he says, hey, I'm not cool with the LeBron thing. I want to run it back.
I say tough.
Yeah, well, no.
Like, if you got a deal in place with LeBron and you're ready to sign off,
I mean, Donovan's got a year. He's got a year before he makes his next. Donovan could easily turn around.
I'm not doing what you suggest in the first hour, and I told you this in the first hour. I'm not trading Donovan for LeBron.
What if Donovan says it's or else? Donovan absolutely could.
I tell him, I force his hand on top of that. Then if he says or else, like you, it's if you trade for LeBron, I'm out. And I'm just done completely, which I have a really hard time wrapping my head around that being the thinking. But then I force him. I force him to then go public and say, after we acquired LeBron, I can't handle it to such a degree that I want out. He's going to look awful. The guy that the teammates dub him Mr. President and all this stuff because he's got such a nice demeanor and way about himself and he cares about his image and he's so polished with everything. He's going to be the one that after they acquire LeBron, say, I want out. Never in a million years. I would force his hand in that regard.
I mean, Kyrie wanted out.
Kyrie's not Donovan. Kyrie's very, very different.
No, they are. They're different guys, and I want to give you credit on that. But again, it's an acquired taste to be somebody's Robin. And Donovan's never been any. I mean, outside of year one and Rudy Gobert, he's never been anybody's Robin.
If he and by the way, that relationship obviously went miserably, to your point. But like, if he's going to let adding LeBron be looked at as anything but a positive, then Donovan, I got the wrong idea of you.
216-474-0092. This is a little bit more speculation, but would Donovan be welcoming of the idea of trading for LeBron? This might be heavy handed for where LeBron is in his career. I don't really let anyone stand in my way. If the Cavs believe LeBron can be the difference maker next year, and that either with Darius and Evan and LeBron, or Donovan, Evan and LeBron, LaDonna Evan, as people have called it, it's so hard to say quickly, but LaDon Evan, as people have called it, I don't know I let anybody but Evan Mobley stop me. Evan's not going to stop.
And Evan, why would he stop you? Yeah, I mean, he's going to be like, great, I get to win a championship. This is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, in any scenario that you make any trade not involving Evan Mobley, I think he's more set up to win championships early. And I think kind of like the Duncan thing of like, you just got to win the first one. And then once you know, then you got the goalpost, right?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. It can only benefit Evan in a million ways.
But I would give money. I don't have that. I would give many valuable things to figure out where Donovan would sit on potential LeBron, like third homecoming.
I would look at him very differently if the answer wasn't what I think it is, which is
welcome home
LeBron.
But it would surprise you though. Like, yes, if an NBA player decided they didn't want to be somebody's Robin,
not an NBA player, Donovan.
The context
of everything is Donovan. And I think what I've gathered about Donovan and what I believe I know about Donovan, the man wants a title. And if he really does want that title, you bring LeBron home and then you don't let that stand in your way. And you get out of the second round for the first time in your career.
I think you might be buying a little bit too much into the image that Donovan sells, which I believe mostly. Like, I really do believe a lot of what Donovan says. I think at the end,
I would use that image against him, too, as I said, though. If you ignore his, I don't want LeBron, and then you end up trading him here and getting LeBron, and Donovan's got a problem with it, okay. You go public. You let people know that acquiring LeBron was somehow viewed as a bad thing, because then you'll be just labeled an extreme selfish basketball player for the rest of your career, and you'll just be a look at me, Louie, the entire time. Yeah, he wouldn't want that.
Which would be the slightest bit. Half the NBA.
It would be shocking if that was the development.
Michael in a traffic jam. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, bud?
How's that traffic jam?
I'm a little bit older, guys. LeBron was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. The last thing I want to do is gut this team to try to pretend it's 2003 again. He's 41 years old. If he comes back to Cleveland, he will pull a hamstring. He's not the LeBron that everybody is still in love with. We should build a statue to him. On one hand, the basketballs get ready to dunk. In the other hand, there's a suitcase. Put the statue out at the airport. He's already left us twice.
Suitcase is pretty good. It's
funny. I like this character. I like the chemistry. I like the coach. I like the locker room. And to just all of a sudden add LeBron like he's some cherry on top of the is a pipe dream.
All right, Michael, real quick, Michael. If LeBron, if I could guarantee you, you would win a championship with LeBron next year, would you still not do it?
No, I wouldn't. He left
Michael, stop
twice.
Lying.
Yeah, that's, come on. Nobody believes you on that.
I'm 70 years old. I'm sick of the guy getting everything. Do you know how many championships he would have had if he'd have stayed here his whole career?
But Nick is promising you a title next year, and you just say no because you don't want to see him wear a Cavs uniform again?
No, it won't happen. You can't promise that.
That was the hypothetical that Nick was playing with.
We're playing with a hypothetical.
Yeah, I get that, but it's all clickbait because it's the offseason.
There's nothing to click on.
I mean, I want to talk real. I like this team. I like Donovan. We got a new leader.
Michael, enjoy your traffic jam.
Thank you, Michael. And next time, tell Nick it's fake news. Don't tell him clickbait.
Yeah, the fake news is definitely more.
It's the audio version.
Yeah, come on now. Also, nobody. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. Nobody with ratings. Doesn't do things. Like, you know, if this was just about.
I don't know where you're going, but it was a really funny setup.
It's clickbait. Yeah, because nobody wants us to listen to their show. Yeah. There's nobody in radio. There's nobody on TikTok. None of us want your ratings. None of us want it.
Yeah.
We just do this for the love of the game. It's not money. It's not some modicum of fame. Like, no. It's just because
I would also love the idea that if we did like 3 hours on Ty Jerome or something like that, and then somebody would tweet at us and be like, well, that it might have sucked, but at least they weren't trying to get those ratings. Like, yeah. I commend them on that.
Hey, you're in seventh place. But I mean, that 5 hours of Guardians talk was just
job.
Wasn't good. Because it's not interesting. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options. Motorized options for total convenience. Shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Man, you did it. Oren in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Hey, living the dream.
Hey, look, I just want to say LeBron, if LeBron came back to Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell would be the number one option. Like, we see him score 40 points. We see him score 71 points. LeBron is trying to be a backseat player. He's trying to be a number two. That's why he had AD. That's why he got Luka. If Donovan Mitchell, if LeBron come back here, he's going to be the number two. Donovan Mitchell will be the one. And then hopefully we get Darius Garland and Jared Allen out of here.
Oh.
We already got Isaac Okoro out of here for Lonzo. I'm very happy that Lonzo here, you know?
All right, Oren, you gave us a lot to digest there. One, lumping Darius and Jared in with Isaac. That's a little bit of a – that's a little high and inside. Two, my ass, LeBron would be the two to anybody. He tried to do with AD, and AD's too much of a beta to take it over. Why do you think he wants out of L.A. in the first place? Because he knows it's going to be Luka's show.
Yeah, remember during the regular season with the Lakers, he let Luka go first with the starting lineups and be introduced last. And it was like, oh, I've never seen LeBron do this. And LeBron acted like he was basically conceding the biggest thing he's ever seen in his life for him. It was made a spectacle because he let him go last in the lineup. And it's like, yeah, LeBron doesn't want to give up on that stuff.
216-474-0092. Would Donovan be welcoming to the idea of trading for LeBron and a long-awaited return for Clevelanders? No, not that one. This one. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I was excited. I mean, listen, this has been like the worst-kept secret, but we just didn't know when they would possibly play again. And again, we don't even know what they're going to be called officially.
I thought it was official already was my problem. Like, I saw the news today, and I was like, I thought we already did this.
No. I mean, we knew the expansion bid was in play. And I think we all kind of understood, like, if Dan Gilbert decides he would like a WNBA franchise, Dan Gilbert's going to get a WNBA franchise. But like having, like, one, it being firmly defined, and then two, just having them talk about it, have a date on it. And I mean, they were nonspecific about the name thing, which is a whole nother conversation. But yeah, I mean, that was, we kind of were beset by a ridiculous amount of news today. And this one, of course, is the one that's going to get buried with the LeBron stuff and the Guardians weekend and all that. I think it's a really cool moment. I'm really excited to see what they do with it. Cause I think where they're entering the NBA is far different than the WNBA that they left back when LeBron took over, like 2003.
I like that they're at least first up. It's kind of surprising it takes until 2028. I don't know anything really about what goes into like an expansion team for the WNBA, but I am surprised it's going to take 3 more years.
I'm so glad he said that, because like Golden State was announced maybe 2 years ago, and they're already back. And then Portland and Toronto, I think they were announced last year, and they're coming in 2026.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it would take forever.
So I don't know if that's the Cavs have something. And by the way, this does pay credence to the fact that when, you know, the announcement of Gilbert trying to sell 15% minority stake of the team, I think this might be the thing that he's kicking that money into.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the three teams that were added were worth $750 million. You got to pay a $250 million tag to get in when the league just a few years ago was valued at $1 billion.
And so I do think, like, you look at this.
How about that for WNBA?
Do you want the Rockers back, by the way?
It seems like people really care about that being the name. And so because of that, I'd say sure.
So I'm a little, one, I did not watch every single Rockers game growing up because they were incredibly hard to find on TV. But I did, I was actually a Rockers fan because they were slightly more competitive for the Cavs for a couple of years there. But like the whole reason why they went away was Gordon Gunn didn't feel like he had the financial resources to make both great. And with LeBron coming in, he shut down the Rockers to shift additional assets to the NBA. So I was always kind of bummed that we lost that. And where I've really noticed it, though, is the last couple of years watching the NBA go from you'd be lucky if you had a $50 million valued franchise to now, I mean, we've got, I want to say it's three or four franchises active in the WNBA that are $400 million or above.
Yeah, so what's interesting to me about the name in particular, though, is the idea that it felt like for the longest time, anything that Cleveland did, people just kind of scoffed at being associated with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Or anything at all with that being the theme. But then so many people want to go back to Rockers. And I understand the history there, but it does fly in conflict of that general thought.
I'm of the group of people that's like, hey, it's cool, it's a nice thing, but like, you don't just show up at the Rock Hall one day and see Keith Richards smoking a ciggy.
Yeah.
But
it'd be cool if you did.
So one, I do like the tie back to the initial franchise, which I don't think ever should have went away. The second one is just go down a rabbit hole of what you should call a team right now. It didn't even have to be WNBA, but I did this for the Cleveland WNBA team. None of them were good.
Names you wanted?
Yeah, like fan submitted names. What should we call the team?
Oh, because when we did this with the Guardians, remember, the Spiders obviously got a lot of attention, and I just kept telling people like that was when you won the least amount of games in baseball history. But like the Spiders was
today it'd be fitting.
It was predominantly like everyone wanted the Spiders to the point where I was convinced they were just going to cave and make it the Spiders. So I'll be interested to see. I mean, right now it seems like everyone wants Rockers, but if you make it a name and it's not that, people get on board with it.
I just also think we're really like there's hit or miss. The only league right now that is really nailing the names is the NHL.
Oh, yeah. The Kraken.
That's great. Honestly, I really wanted...
They're cool logos, too.
Was it the Abominable Snowman? I can't remember what...
The Yeti.
For the Utah team. It was the Utah Mammoth.
It's fun.
That's a pretty strong name, even though it's not the Yeti.
It's not Yeti, but it's pretty good
but
still.
But the problem is, like... Actually, you know what? I'll give the W... Like, the Golden State Valkyrie is a pretty badass name. Now, you know what? I'm going to say, I think I'd give them a chance. But if this was an NBA, MLB, or NFL team, you know it'd be a stinky turd like the Pelicans.
Pelicans are cool, man.
No, when has a pelican ever been described as cool?
Tin Cup, when he goes in the barroom scene and hits the 7-iron through the entire bar and then knocks the pelican off the wedge. Pelicans are, that's like peak pelican.
Okay, name a set. Yeah, 1996 was peak pelican.
It's peak pelican right there.
Yeah.
Pelicans are cool. They got like a unique shape to them. They're not just normal, but then they're also, they still fly. They do the whole thing.
No, you're talking
pelicans
out your
kinda,
ass.
Pelicans
no,
are kind of
No, you are
fun.
Talking out your ass. Pelicans you don't believe a damn thing about no. pelicans.
I always thought a pelican was kind of cool.
No. Hey, they got a shape of the face.
Yeah, it's unique. It's different. How many things can they fit in there?
You're too good arguing for a living.
I don't know.
To then give that weak-ass defense that pelicans are actually cool.
Tin cup and a 7-iron through a bar. That wasn't good enough?
No, defend the animal.
That was peak pelican.
Defend the animal because the animal, that was a trash-ass defense of why pelicans are cool.
I don't need an animal to be a badass in order to have a team named after him.
Yeah,
It doesn't have to be a yeti.
I want a limp-wristed animal. Give me the bottom of the food chain instead of the top.
Pelicans just look
it's
cool.
The Cleveland Minnows. Yeah, that's what I
maybe,
want.
Maybe pelicans are more feisty than what you're giving it credit for. I gotta figure this out.
Can you give me the Cleveland Prairie Dogs? Actually, Prairie Dogs are pretty okay. What's the little bastards that are always in my...
Cleveland Prairie Dogs?
That has a whole different connotation.
It doesn't have to be a mean animal in order to make it work.
Isn't that the
pelicans,
point?
No, pelicans
Cubs,
are pelicans are fun.
Tigers, bears.
You're just doing like a Wizard of Oz thing now.
No, that's lions and tigers and bears.
The lions.
That's another one.
That's all it is. It's like what seems tough and badass. Okay, great. Let's do that.
Okay, hornets. Ouch, they stung me. What is the least intimidating sports team name?
The Hornets like, look kind of badass, though. Well, their logo always look kind of cool.
No, Hornets aren't. My kids are terrified of Hornets. I know, because I dealt with a situation over the weekend.
The Jazz?
Okay. Well, heroin. Right? Jazz and heroin are synonymous with jazz. I was just saying, like, at least there's some threat there.
They were really lazy.
These guys are smacked out. Watch out.
Like, when they called in the Minnesota Lakers, it was like, what's happening here?
They're going to play in 3/16th time, and they're gonna try and shoot you up. I don't know. I'm just saying, yes, the Jazz is not a good team name. But the point is, you should, if naming a team, you should go for something intimidating. Hey, it's the Cleveland Chipmunks.
I wouldn't want to get in a fight with a Pelican, I'll tell you that. You want to get in a fight with a Pelican?
I am not afraid of a Pelican.
I mean, I don't know what that Pelican's going to do.
It's probably going to be like, that's a large human. I'm going to walk away now. Can they even fly? Can Pelicans fly?
I think they can fly, yeah. I know they can fly. They flew in the movie, flew off the little wood stand that they were sitting on. Of course they can fly.
They're kind of the lazier flyers of all. 216-474-0092.
They just need better branding. It just got bad PR for a little bit.
Taking shots at Pelicans.
The team hasn't helped their case, by the way. The team has not helped out the Pelican branding.
Okay, I'll give it. No, Pelicans are not cool. I'm sorry. They're cool if you go
Mykonos's
to the zoo.
Mykonos's bird. What are you talking about?
If you go to the zoo and see a pelican, cool.
That's all you need. That's all it would take to be sufficient. It's like you go to the zoo and you're like, hey, that looks kind of fun. I kind of like the look of that. That's all you need.
So you're just no. Because you wanted
an animal that'll just tear your head off as the starting bar to being an ape.
That's the analogy we're going for.
You wanted to play with if every NBA team logo fought each other, who would win at the end?
Yeah, okay.
And then you want the winner.
A Valkyrie versus a Pelican. I'm going to go ahead and say the Valkyrie are eating Pelican on any given night. 216-474-0092. Is bringing back the Rockers brand the only right move? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.